Hunters and Gatherers. Once you choose a topic of study, you will become more aware of that topic in your everyday life. Have you ever noticed that when you learn something new or start something new, you start to pay attention to other people who are just like you? For example, if you just got a new video game, your ears will perk up when you hear that game mentioned, either by other kids on television or if you see it online or in a magazine. You'll start to see it everywhere. Even if it isn't a common or a popular thing, you're now sensitized to that thing, and your mind will begin to pay attention to it whenever it's mentioned. That's what happens when you research. You become sensitized to your topic, just as a predator is able to catch the scent of its prey and is sensitized to it. You are able to catch the scent of your topic in the world around you. You are a hunter. Not only that, you are a gatherer as well. Squirrels are great at finding, hunting the nuts they want. They are very particular. They usually only seek out one type of nut. The gray squirrels in my area hunt acorns from oak trees. That's it. That's all they want. They can find them even when they're out of sight. They are highly sensitized to acorns. But what do they do once they find them? Do they eat them right there on the spot? Not usually. They gather them together in a safe place for future use. Squirrels are both hunters and gatherers. And so are you. The researcher as hunter. Now that you've chosen your research topic, it's time to start hunting. Your ability to find what you're looking for will improve over time as you become more and more sensitized to your topic. At first, it won't feel familiar, and it may be difficult to even know where to start to look. As you become more familiar with your topic, you will be better able to find information about it, even if it's not in plain sight. Think about your chosen topic. Let's make a short list of where you might find information about your topic. Stop. I want you to make your list now. Please press pause, and when you're finished, press play again. This is a good beginning. You will add to this list as you become more and more sensitized to your topic. But what do you do once you find information? You turn into a gatherer. The researcher as gatherer. That gray squirrel we talked about earlier gathers the acorns he finds together in one place for safe keeping. But before he puts them in their place, he checks to make sure they're worth keeping. Some may look good on the outside, but they may be rotten on the inside. He has to test them first to make sure. He may bite into it, he may tap it against a rock, or he may smell it. Once he's certain it's a keeper, he will take it back to his nest. How will you know as a researcher whether the information you find on your hunt is worth keeping? Once you've decided it is, where's your nest? Where will you keep all that you gather? Stop. List ways you can keep your information together and safe. Press pause and make your list. When you're done, press play again. Now that you know what you're looking for and where you'll keep your information once you find it, let's get started. The world is waiting for you to discover it.